Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden on Thursday addressed the suicide attacks at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan that killed 13 of our military family, as well as up to 100 Afghan civilians attempting to flee Taliban takeover. The Biden administration overstepped our constitutional boundaries and has been put back in place by the Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling Thursday. The court previously ruled that the administration could not extend the evictions ban because of the coronavirus pandemic past July 31st without explicit congressional authorization. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The CDC has issued a salmonella warning, Wendy King reports.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the Best Buy dates on or before February 11, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill, and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats if they're unsure of the brand. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water or a dishwasher. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
After President Biden on Thursday took responsibility for the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, he quickly diverted and once again tried to blame President Trump. Serving 8 tours of duty in Afghanistan, U.S. veteran Chad Robichaud tells Fox News the attacks will probably continue.
There's no way this ends good. The attacks are going to continue. Anybody that's read a history book knows that the Afghanistan always chases their enemies out. This is the White House covering for the Taliban. ISIS, Taliban, they're all the same right now because they're in partnership. We need to stop saying this is ISIS. ISIS claims everything. If I break wind, ISIS is going to claim it. ISIS always claims everything because they want credit for it. And they're going to keep doing this until we leave. And then afterwards, they have free rein on our 10,000 plus American citizens and all of our allies there. We still need to act. And the White House needs to act. In addition, they need to help the refugees that we already got out. The State Department has been absent and not participant in the world's effort to help these refugees.
President Biden says the evacuations will continue and America will be out at the end of the month. Time Magazine has created a virtual Martin Luther King Jr. Museum inside of the video game Fortnite. Saturday will mark the anniversary of MLK's I Have a Dream speech from 1963. Gamers can now experience the address in its entirety within Fortnite as part of an experience called March Through Time. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of Stream.org, with us. John, how are we doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. My beagle's getting a little excited. You might hear her in the background.
Well, hey, no, we always love hearing from the beagle because it is most important. You know, we love dogs on this show, so not a problem whatsoever. Anytime she wants to make a comment or two, hey, it's always welcome here on the Bill Martinez Show. Okay.
Thanks.
John, this one article and column that you wrote is so appropriate right now. I mean, we've got, you know, the Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, who... Yeah, who talks about, you know, the shaking that is taking place around our world with between Afghanistan, our southern border, the chaos that is happening here in America today. Some other, you know, end time prophets are saying the signs are there. The end is near. Even Billy Graham said that we are living in the last of the last days before his passing. And you put out the admonishment, say, sorry, the end isn't near. Quite as right. You would think, right?
Yeah, don't get your hopes up. I mean, things are bad enough that we kind of hope it's the end, but mm-hmm. enough to be the end. And mind you, I recently wrote a piece at the stream.org, should I get the vaccine on my right hand or my forehead? Because the way they're rolling out the vaccine and the fact that every mm-hmm. vaccine available, including Pfizer's, is linked to an aborted baby. Was either yes. developed with or tested on DNA from an aborted cells from an aborted baby. I'm not taking the vaccine.
Can I add this, John? Because you and I talked about this the last time, and I had thought that there was one vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, that was not. And you said, no, Bill, you know, they're all involved. And I did my research. I want everybody to know. I want you to know. And I thank you for this, because this is the reason why we have guests of your caliber on the show. So that, you know, we're not in a silo here, you know, ideologically fixed. We're sharing intellectual, intelligent information so that we have informed consent. And I cannot thank you enough for bringing that to my attention, because now I have an informed decision that I have made on religious grounds that I cannot be injected. I've, you know, as I shared with you, I've had COVID. My doctors say that my immunity is actually better than had I been vaccinated with, one of these vaccines.
You do not need the vaccine if you've had the disease. And the fact that they're trying to vaccinate people who've already been sick is what shows me that this is like a religious test that they just want us to obey them. These vaccines could just as well be a placebo. The point is not to stop people from dying of COVID. They know 99% of these people won't die from COVID. The point is to impose social control on previously free citizens to get like identity passport, for vaccine passports, to get employers working with the CDC and get them all working with the deep state to take away our freedoms. And if you want proof, they closed down the whole country of New Zealand because of one COVID case.
Yes.
In Australia, they are arresting and imprisoning people for political nonviolent protests. You see what they did to the January 6th protesters? They're in solitary confinement in gulag conditions in Washington, D.C., with no date of trial set. No, they're not being given exculpatory evidence. The government
right.
is saying the evidence against them is secret. They are experimenting with Soviet and East German-style totalitarian tactics in English-speaking countries to see if they can get away with it. They're getting away with it in Australia, getting away with it in New Zealand. They might not get away with it in the U.S. for one reason and one reason only. We still have our guns. In Australia, they gave up their guns in 1996 after one mass shooting. The whole country turned in their guns and they melted them down. Now Australians are like veal calves at a meat processing firm.
Yes.
At the disposal of the people in charge. They have no means of resistance, no means of self-protection. That is precisely why America Saunders wrote the Second Amendment. And if you, I can prove that. If you go to the book, The Founder's Second Amendment by scholar Stephen Halbrook, he shows you the debates among the American founders about the Bill of Rights. And the only question about the Second Amendment was, is it so obvious that we have firearm rights that it's insulting to write it down? But they said, no, we need to write it down because the Second Amendment, and founding father after founding father agreed on this, the Second Amendment and armed citizenry was the last backstop against tyranny. It was what overthrew George III in the British Parliament. It was what was going to prevent an American Caesar from taking over and seizing power in the government and imposing tyranny. And that has been the American tradition since our founding, and it even goes back further. 1689, the English Bill of Rights included gun rights and specifically linked them to religious freedom. And that's where we got the Second Amendment. It's connected to religious freedom first, political freedom second. It's not about hunting, folks. It's not about target shooting.
It's hand in glove, isn't it, John?
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, why is it that governments like the Nazis and Fidel Castro's and Vladimir Lenin's and Mao Zedong's, the first thing they do is collect all the private firearms? They did it in Venezuela under Hugo Chavez.
Exactly.
Whereas, look at Afghanistan. The people of Afghanistan wanted the Taliban, it seems. They want Islamic law, and they got it. The U.S. military couldn't overcome the Taliban, and armed citizenry cannot be defeated by an outside government, a tyrannical government, even a better government like the one we try to impose. The people of Afghanistan want a Sharia. Well, now they're going to get it good and hard.
It's incredible, but John, what you have laid out is where we are today. It's the state not only of our union, but of unions around the world here. And what's at risk here for Americans is our very freedoms. And the way you lay it out, it's unreal to think that the American people are just taking it. I mean, they're taking the vaccine. They're taking the mandates. Here I'm in Hawaii right now, and you got the lieutenant governor saying, if we could only get 95% of the people wearing masks, we could cure COVID. You know, it's like, okay, what science did that come from? And now you've got the governor himself wanting to lock it down again, bring lockdowns back again. And here we are. We're in the island of Kauai. We're supposed to Saturday head for Maui to be with the grandkids. And I'm hoping that, that isn't interrupted, that we're still able to go. Because right now we can go from island to island. Once you get here and you pass all the tests and do all the good stuff that you're supposed to do, get your QR code and all that, then you're free to roam. But that could be under subject here very soon.
I was supposed to go to a wonderful junket in Italy for a meeting of conservative intellectuals, so 100% paid for, luxury, like first-class flying and first-class dining and meeting all these wonderful people, sponsored by a billionaire, and because I don't have the vaccine, I can't go. Not because of the conference, but the airports. They said, you won't be able to get in and out of the airports. You'll have to do a COVID test every 100 feet. So,
unbelievable. I'll tell you, John, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up. We'll talk more on the other side. More from John Zemerick after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. August 11, 1946 was an exciting day in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, as the town's very first radio station went live. Reverend Charlie Byers had booked time that Sunday morning to preach the gospel over the airwaves. People eagerly gathered around their newly purchased radios to listen to the Gospel Tide Hour program. Fast forward 75 years, and the Gospel Tide Hour is now the Tide Ministry, an international outreach sharing the gospel in multiple languages on three continents, potentially reaching millions of people, many of whom have never before heard the truth about Jesus. Imagine their excitement as they hear the gospel message in their own language and learn about an all-powerful God who offers them hope and new life in Christ. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
14 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues. John, sorry for the quick break here,
okay.
But you were saying that you were supposed to be on one of those luxurious junkets, but for the vaccine, no go.
A meeting with conservative intellectuals at a beautiful villa in Italy. Now, this is a high-class problem to have, okay? I have friends who might face losing their jobs if they don't take the vaccine. Tragically, our own Catholic bishops completely flip-flopped on this. And I've got a piece at stream.org called Innocent as Serpents, Wise as Doves. And what I do is document the fact that the U.S. Catholic bishops, the pro-life leaders, the committee leaders of the pro-life group in the bishops' conference, went to the Trump administration and begged them to make a pro-life vaccine. To make a vaccine that was not dependent on cells from aborted babies. Unfortunately, the administration didn't follow that advice. And every vaccine we now face has a link to aborted babies. Now those same bishops who 2 years ago were telling the Trump administration the vaccine linked to abortion would be immoral, now they're enforcing their own people to take it. They're telling priests that they can't give letters of exemption for religious exemptions. By the way, people, you don't need a letter from a priest or a minister. You don't need a letter from the Pope or a bishop. If you have a sincere conscience objection to these vaccines, as you should, because they are all linked to abortion, under the First Amendment, you can refuse to take the vaccine. You don't need the Pope. You don't need your local priest. They have no standing under U.S. law. You can write that exemption letter yourself.
Exactly.
Or if you go on Gab, social media platform Gab, they've got a great religious exemption template letter that you can download and use yourself.
Exactly. John, I thought it was quite interesting that the pushback from some of these government officials, one of the questions they were asking when you asked for exemption was, have you ever taken a vaccine in your entire life?
Oh, that's interesting.
Kind of backdoor this thing a little bit, right? So if you've subjected your body to any kind of vaccine and you're claiming this for religious exemption, then your religious exemption is null and void because
go ahead and lie to them because they don't have a right to the truth. If a Nazi's at the door asking you if Anne Frank's hiding in your house, you don't know the truth. And if a government is acting in a totalitarian fashion to try and force you to put DNA from dead babies into your veins, you have rights to do whatever you need to say to stop the tyrant from seizing sovereignty over your very body and forcing you to be part of the abortion industry.
Exactly. And so what happened to the HIPAA laws?
Right. Out the
Just asking. Exactly.
Medical privacy is out the window. Yeah, I mean, we should just, I think we should just maybe get temporary tattoos that say vaccine and put them on our right hands and our forehead. Because this is like a dry run for the mark of the beast out of a book of Revelation.
Without a doubt, we're being conditioned. Yes, go ahead.
In my latest column at the Stream, it's kind of a lighthearted column where I say, you know, I don't think it's the end times because of how incompetent our so-called elites are. When they stole the 2020 election, it was kind of obvious and heavy-handed. Joe Biden is obviously totally incompetent. He barely knows whether he needs to have his dependence changed or not. And look what happened in Afghanistan. It was a comprehensive national humiliation that transferred billions of dollars of military equipment to our enemy, the Taliban, who have been openly allied to China for the last 20 years, including during and after 9/11. Our so-called elites, the people from Harvard and Yale who now work at Facebook and Google, are incompetent. They've turned the country into a goat rodeo. The southern border is like that of a failed state. It's like the Somali border. The whole rationale of these people, of the left, to override the will of the people, their whole rationale was that they are the experts, they are the educated people, they are the elite. Oh, heck of a job they're doing here.
Exactly.
To something like Venezuela in just like less than a year. So I think that takes away their last argument for why they should be able to rule over us, except, of course, moral superiority.
Yeah.
We are racists. We are homophobes. Right. I mean, that's the last trump card. So if someone accuses you of being part of systemic racism, you know they are absolutely desperate. That's the last resort of complete incompetence who has run out of arguments, pretexts, and excuses.
Without a doubt. He's the senior editor at Stream.org. We're talking with Dr. John Zemarek. John, you know, at the height of this incredible arrogance is the president in his statement the other day when asked about, you know, how many Americans were they going to be able to get the Americans out of Afghanistan. And he just smirked. It was a smirk, and he says, well, you know, you'll be the first guy I call, is what he told the reporter. And then you get a response from Kamala Harris, the vice president, who's been rather quiet and you know, been totally MIA, and suddenly, you know, she said, oh, I better get in front of a camera, and she's cackling again. I you know, between these two, and you go, you know, how can we get rid of them? But the challenge is you get rid of them, and then you got Nancy Pelosi. The only thing you can hope for is maybe the headwinds against this administration and this debacle that has taken place is maybe it might offer some really serious pushback and consideration about voter fraud and how the Democrats, how the ruling elite stole the election for, you know, for Joe Biden. I don't know.
What we have to focus on now is fighting them at every stage where they're trying to take our liberties, but mostly fighting voter fraud and making sure that that they don't use the Delta variant or the Kappa Kappa Gamma variant or whatever medical excuse they pull out of their bodily orifice, that they don't use that as a pretext to steal the next congressional election. Because if there are free and fair elections in America, it will be a massive Republican landslide. And we should probably get the House to make Donald Trump Speaker of the House. And no, he doesn't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House.
Rule.
They can just make him Speaker of the House. And that would be great, because then a whole branch of government would be in control of the people. Wouldn't that be a nice feeling again?
What a nice concept. Exactly. It's kind of a freedom concept. And John, the other thing that is going on here that people are taking note of is look at what's going on. I mean, you know, like you say, we've got this forever pandemic that we're dealing with. And look what's going on in California. And you think voter fraud has gone away? They're already busting people for cheating on this recall for Gavin Newsom.
That's right. I mean, in the past, since the COVID biowarfare attack by China, and let's be clear, that's what it was.
Exactly.
We have seen governors assume emergency powers, suspending their state constitutions. Andrew Cuomo, besides murdering thousands of people in nursing homes in New York, he also claimed that the COVID emergency gave him powers to confiscate guns, to suspend the Second Amendment in the state of New York. Because obviously COVID is spread by bullets, right?
Yes.
I mean, this was such a naked power grab. Look what Whitmer did in Michigan. She murdered thousands in nursing homes. She assumed emergency powers, banned political meetings, banned public gatherings, banned church services. And then that plot to kidnap her, we now find out that 2 out of 3 of the defendants were FBI instigators.
Exactly.
So FBI agents are swarming around looking for conservatives and patriots who they can recruit in fake terrorist plans. And the same thing happened on January 6th. Virtually every one of the people accused of violence on January 6th turned out to be an FBI instigator. So all those people in solitary confinement, those grandmas who took selfies at the Capitol, they're all just innocent victims. Some of them were duped by the FBI instigators who went out to try to recruit terrorists so that they could justify pretending a peaceful political demonstration was treason and insurrection. And you had idiots like Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney and Mitch McConnell going along with it. National Review went along with it. I have not looked at National Review since January 6th, 2021, and I don't ever plan to.
Well, we got to leave it there. To be continued, he's the senior editor of Stream.org, Dr. John Zemarek. John, as always, appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend.
Back to you, too. Bye-bye.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month.
a time to recognize, support, and celebrate Black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 Black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of Black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of Black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in Black communities and working with Black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this: we will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden on Thursday addressed the suicide attacks at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan that killed 13 of our military family, as well as up to 100 Afghan civilians attempting to flee Taliban takeover. The Biden administration overstepped our constitutional boundaries and has been put back in place by the Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling Thursday. The court previously ruled that the administration could not extend the evictions ban because of the coronavirus pandemic past July 31st without explicit congressional authorization. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As I'm trying to catch my voice, excuse me. Great to have you with us, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. The Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek, will be joining us in just a moment to, address these issues. We got 13 military, 12 of which former Marines, not former, but 12 Marines and one corpsman. Close to 100 Afghans in that bomb blast. Liz Peek joins us now. Liz, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Well, I'm sick at heart, as I'm sure all your listeners are, and you are, Bill. Yesterday I was so furious all day, which doesn't really get you anywhere, but I wanted to punch somebody or something. I mean, I'm so angry about this, Bill. I honestly don't know where to start.
No, exactly, and especially for me, being a former Marine, Liz, this strikes very close. When fellow Marines go down like this, and it's all due to incompetence.
That's the thing. It didn't have to happen. I don't care what Joe Biden says. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not the intelligence community's fault. It's not the Pentagon's fault. This is because we have a president who thinks he's smarter than everybody, even though I can guarantee you he is not, and he knows he's not. Joe Biden is a weird combination of someone who has bristled and gotten into arguments when people challenge his academic records and so forth, because he's very sensitive about the fact, I believe, that they didn't do well in school, he isn't very smart, and yet he thinks he's smart enough to basically plow on ahead, putting people's lives at risk, even though everybody told him not to.
Barack Obama said elections have consequences. Boy, does that echo now in a big sort of way. You know, all that we're involved in getting this president elected, I guess we can still say, this is on them. I mean, because it wasn't like, I mean, were people that ignorant to look at Joe Biden's campaign and think that he could be a viable president of the United States?
They didn't look at his campaign. What campaign? The media basically allowed Joe Biden to hide behind the bubble wrap of non-disclosure, non-coverage by the media. If you remember, he made very few campaign appearances, literally, mostly coming out of his basement, only to read a transcripted item on teleprompter, basically how he's handling the presidency. The whole thing has been a fraud on the American people. Democrats have a lot to answer for, in my view, including perpetrating this shell of a man as someone who could actually carry out the duties of the Oval Office. It isn't true then. It wasn't true then. It's not true now. And I think the only slight consolation is that Americans are waking up to that. His approval ratings show people are disgusted by Joe Biden, and they should be.
Well, and as you said, there's plenty of blame to go around, and I believe the Democrats are going to pay a huge price for this because they're all part of this cabal. They've been all part of this charade that has fooled the people into thinking that Joe Biden has the capacity. I mean, we said from day one that Joe Biden, demonstrates the key aspects of the Peter Principle. He just keeps getting elevated to his point of incompetence. But, I mean, this is like super incompetent.
Well, and frankly, it's not just Joe Biden. It's also the people who surround him. A mark of a great leader is getting people around you who are smarter than you, who are more talented than you are, and taking advantage of that. And he has done none of those things. Anthony Blinken, I think it was John McCain who said he was an incompetent. He is incompetent. You can see it. In the way this, right, he's head of the State Department. That's his brief, right? The State Department did absolutely nothing to prepare for the tens of thousands of people landing in Doha and being kept in facilities there. I'm sure you've read accounts of the conditions in those facilities. There is literally sewage on the streets. There are no toilets. There's no running water. It's 150 degrees because there's no air conditioning in those big facilities where they're housing all these people. It is disgusting. Okay, they knew since May, I presume, or April, that there would be a need to evacuate a lot of people. Where was the planning for that? What was the program? There was none. Anthony Blinken now looks on this whole fiasco with a look of absolute abject terror because his reputation is in shreds. He should resign tomorrow.
Exactly.
But he won't because this administration doesn't really care about competence. That's not something that they're concerned about. The comparison between Mike Pompeo, who I consider to be a brilliant guy, I don't agree with absolutely everything that he's ever said or done, but he was top of his class at West Point. He's legitimately a brilliant man. The difference between him and Anthony Blinken is startling. What about Jake Sullivan? Jake Sullivan looks like an idiot. He can't even answer the simplest questions about what's going on in Afghanistan. He's our national security advisor. Do you feel secure with that? I don't. I mean, it's
Yeah, and then
angry.
You look at the generals. I mean, Milley, where's Milley in all this? I mean, he's still, you know, I don't know, meditating over his whiteness or whatever.
Point. Look, the Pentagon is always, I think, in a very tough situation. They are meant to be non-political. They're meant not to come out and criticize their commander-in-chief. But when he throws them under the bus, as he has been doing, I would think you're going to begin to hear a lot of leaked information about what they knew, when they knew, and what they told Biden about it. And I think already we've seen some pushback on that, where Joe Biden said, well, you know, the generals told me this or that, or they encouraged me to do this. Excuse me. And the answer is they did not. It's a bald-faced lie. But I'm looking for, I hope, there is more Pentagon pushback on this, because there should be. Their reputation right now as a great military body that is unable to keep a bunch of terrorists, religious fanatics, away from an airport is in tatters. If they gave the decision to vacate Bagram, that's one of the worst decisions I've ever heard in my life. From day one, when that thing happened, when they left in the middle of the night, leaving all that armaments and aircraft and everything else in the hands of the Taliban, I couldn't believe it. I don't know about you, but I remember reading that headline and thinking, what were they thinking? I don't understand it.
Well, you fortified the Taliban overnight to make them the strongest fighting force in the Middle East. I mean, billions of dollars. I mean, it's so ironic that you get the media still trying to give the Biden administration cover. And somebody says, well, 80 billion. Well, you know, the fact checkers go, well, it's not exactly 80 billion. I don't care what the exact number is.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, you know,
the only good news is most of these Taliban guys are illiterate. Maybe they'll take a while to figure out how all these armaments work. But the truth is, there is no getting around the fact that this is a disaster from absolutely every way you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got Joe Biden, his answers and his lack of answers and his response. You know, here we've had this tragedy, and, you know, he kind of smirks about, talking about getting the rest of the people out. And then Kamala Harris finally, you know, comes in front of a camera and she cackles again. Liz, if I hear one more cackle, this whole administration is such a bust. And as you said, the Democrats are waking up to it. I mean, over 50% of America is now saying, look, we've got to do a deeper dive into this election. Check this audit out. And I don't mean to keep bringing that up over and over again, but see, this is all part and parcel to the greater narrative on this whole administration, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it makes the election of Joe Biden ever more incredible, non-credible. I don't go there. I don't think we are ever in our lifetime going to know what happened in 2020. I think what we have to do now is figure out where we go from here. And as you say, the good news is his approval ratings are in the gutter. The problem for Democrats is I think they really did conceive of a time when Joe Biden would be stepping aside and there would be Kamala Harris. The big reveal is people don't like Kamala Harris.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it makes you regret that CNN foreign policy debate didn't happen, right? We've got more from Liz after this.
The lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Wow. Whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, continues. Liz, I think we're all trying to catch our breath over what's going on. You know, Barack Obama, as I said elections have consequences. This is the consequence. And hopefully America is realizing that their vote really does matter, regardless. And we can hope and pray and stay vigilant as citizens. This is a government that requires activation. You cannot sit on the couch, put your heels on the coffee table and think all is well. I mean, this is a time that we need to engage this government. We have the government that we've allowed to happen. And we still can do something about it, God willing, to get this country back on track. I mean, this is what happens when you let go and you become apathetic. The ruling elites take over, and this is what they've given us. This is brought to you by the ruling elites of our country.
Well, I think that we're seeing some of that activism across the country. I think the recall election effort to get rid of Gavin Newsom in California is actually quite interesting. Obviously, it's a state that's wildly Democratic, but the polling shows it's going to be a pretty close vote, and it really is going to depend on average people making the decision that they want to get rid of this horrifying governor and start bending the curve on some of the progressive politics and policies that have really hurt California's everyday life. I mean, that's very promising. I hope people we'll go vote on it, because the Democrats are going to do is get all the teachers' unions out there and all the usual special interest groups that support Democrats and who don't care about middle-class America. Let's just have middle-class America show up. That's going to be incredibly important. Also, by the way, it's encouraging me to see so many parents standing up at school board meetings and town meetings talking about, no, I want my kids in person, in school, and I don't want critical race theory taught. I want my kids to learn how to read and write and do arithmetic, because our kids are falling behind all the while that you're force-feeding them this baloney, trashy, anti-American propaganda that only undermines our country, does not help anybody. And that really is the big message out there to everyone. Who does this idea of blaming everyone in America for the problems of a very small sector of our population, who does that help? Doesn't help them. Doesn't help Black Americans to have everybody mad about this. Doesn't help Black Americans get a good education, which might help. There's all kinds of things that people are beginning to do, Bill, to your point, that I find quite promising. And by the way, probably the best canary in the coal mine for Democrats was the election of, not election, but the nomination of, yes, a Democrat for mayor of New York who doesn't side with all these progressive idiots that are riding our cities and states into the ground. Eric Adams, who's probably going to be the next mayor of New York, has agreed that, you know, overly high taxes will drive out the very people who are making it possible to help all the people who need help. There's exactly. A little secret. You need people who are wealthy to pay their income taxes, and that's what they do in New York at a very, very high rate. But if you make it too high, people leave and go to Florida, and that's been happening in droves.
Exactly.
He also has agreed that these cash bail reform laws and other things that allow hardened criminals to be out on the streets assaulting citizens and carrying out crime is wrong for the city. You wouldn't think that would take that would be a shocking revelation.
Exactly.
But it is. I mean, how yes. crazy is that? I'm hopeful, actually, that this progressive wave is now over. I think there are signs of it everywhere. You just had a Republican take a Democrat state Senate seat in the very blue state of Connecticut. You know, these are some hopeful signs. I sure as heck hope it means that we're not going to get this gigantic, grotesque $3.5 trillion spending package. By the way, today's read on personal consumer expenditures, personal consumption expenditures, the PCE showing inflation at 3.6%, you know, the highest in 30 years. Guess what? Democrats own that. And if they continue to try and push through big spending programs, I think they're going to get completely slaughtered in the midterms.
Yes, that seems to be the prediction. As you noted in your column, prices are rising at the highest rate in 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is without the full force of inflation. You know, they've been able to hold it back. I mean, we're experiencing it, but I think the full force of inflation is yet to be seen, don't you?
Well, I think it's going to get worse. I don't know if it's going to get hugely worse in terms of the percentage gain year over year in certain categories. It will in some. Rents, for example, are accelerating. They're not declining, certainly. And rents are like 30% of the CPI, the price index that most people follow. So that's going to be a real problem. Energy prices are going back up now, having slid for a while. We'll see. But the truth is, it's not so-called transitory effects, because what's happening is wages are beginning to go up, and while that's good for people, it's not good if employers respond by raising prices, which is what they're doing now. So you're back in this kind of, I remember this from the 70s, this sort of unholy cycle of higher prices, higher wages, higher prices. It doesn't stop very easily, and the Federal Reserve at this point is still out to lunch, not doing anything about it. They're still force-feeding $1.2 billion worth of cash and printed money into the economy every single month. That is not helping, and they've got to stop. I don't know what Powell is going to say today, but we'll be listening.
Mm-hmm. What did you make of the Supreme Court decision regarding the evictions?
Well, you know, it's the second big blow to the Biden administration in the last week, right?
Yes,
the Biden administration's done a lot of stuff that's illegal. And thank heavens we have a Supreme Court that's going to tell them that. How can you just dictate arbitrarily that people should not be paying their rent? It's ridiculous. And on the other side of that are not huge, big corporate real estate tycoons that are making fortunes on people's rent. Sure, there are some big businesses in that industry. There are people like my housekeeper up in Nantucket has an apartment that she rents out. That's probably a third of her annual income. She has not been getting any rent because of this rent moratorium for a year. And that's really hurt her. She has no recourse, no way to get that back. And there are millions of people across the country who supplement their income by renting out a garage apartment or something like that. It's not fair. It's not right. And it's not legal, apparently. So I'm glad that happened.
Well, not only that, but then you said the second one was the stay in Mexico
policy. That's exactly right.
They stepped up. The court came up against Joe Biden on this. I mean, he's getting slapped down. I mean, you know, he's proven to be, a very unilaterally acting. You know, he's like Obama in a sense. You know, Obama used a phone and he said a pen. And here you've got dictates coming down from this tyrannical president. That thank God we've got a Supreme Court that's standing against the lawlessness.
Yeah. It really brings home the importance of the court, doesn't it? And
yes.
Thank heavens that Donald Trump bowled through Amy Cohen Barrett at the end of his 4 years and got her approved. You know, I hope anyone listening who is one of those who thinks Mitch McConnell's completely useless and, you know, kowtows too much to the Democrats, et cetera, remembers Mitch McConnell made that happen. He has been stalwart in putting conservative judges on the court. And you really have to kind of occasionally step back, forget all the, you know, screaming headlines on the right or the left, and kind of remember that these people have a job to do. They have to get reelected in order to be effective. But what Mitch McConnell has done in getting those judges on the court, everyone in this country should admire him for that.
Right. Well, look what happened with Garland. I mean, we're seeing Garland now not in the Supreme Court, but acting in this administration. And you're going, wow, what kind of justice would he have made?
Yeah, right. Isn't that true? Partisan.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's what you have. And by the way, some of these conservatives that the left were so terrified of, they have not voted 100% as they were expected to. That is the history of conservative or right-leaning judges put on the court. It is not the history of left-leaning judges. They vote 100%, my perception, 100% along ideological lines. I think that's very interesting. I don't think that they are intellectually one-half the firepower of the conservatives on the judge. Scalia, of course, is in a class by himself. But, you know, you really do see these Republican-leaning judges appointed by Republicans, sometimes they infuriate the right by deciding something that's unpopular. But the truth is there is an independence of thought there and an integrity of intellect that you do not find on the liberal side of the court. They, Sotomayor, all those people, they're always going to go with the Democrat-held position. And I think that's
right.
Kind of reprehensible.
Well, it demonstrates again, you know, what happens when ideologues get in the position.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
You know they're so siloed in their thinking that even when you read their responses, you know, you go, whoa, you know, this is more, you know, at times. And I'm not an attorney, but when I've had a chance to read, you know, even a majority opinion or even a dissent opinion, you know, from one of these ideological judges, it's quite telling, isn't it?
Totally. That's exactly right. And it should not be that way.
No, it should not. Liz, we're all taking a breath, and we're praying.
Yeah.
We're praying for the people of Afghanistan, the families that were affected. You know, our warriors, our hero warriors, who paid the ultimate price for freedom, not only for America but for Afghanistan's, for Afghanis. This is a real heartbreak. And thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Hey,
you take care.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on, Bill. You know, keep it up. You're doing great.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase.